I think, if asked what I have learned this first year at CIIS, Women's Spirituality Program, is that as an older woman, I do not exist. There is no language to describe me worthy. My use as a vehicle for life aborted changes everything. They call it menopause. Funny, no men were ever involved. The blood time, all mine. Me and my sisters bled together. A red bond. Each day I step out now, I have to justify my membership in life. My ticket withdrawn, expired. April 30th, 2024, I enrolled in Medicare. If the male body is the standard vehicle for life, women, once their usefulness has ceased, retire to junkyards quietly. To protest is to dishonor the privileged presence, however short. However temporary, however tragic, every body literally does not measure up. This big-hipped black woman flesh vehicle is historically tolerated despite its depreciation. No, the West does not appreciate her. Shame on them, not shame on us. We who thrive nonetheless on the purity of the ancestors, our mothers who prepared us for these times, a long time ago. They left a red blanket, a red way. These wise women told us to map the constellations between our brows, between our thighs, to draw them out in our hair, to remember the water, a long red river traveling south to north, to carry a dipper in our hip pocket, to pack sugar cookies and sweet grass, to pack a hammer and to hang nails round our waists, waists with flesh taut from squatting, waiting, watching, waists connected to hips and thighs, feet bare feet and toes that open to earth and separate the multiple lies we have had to swallow to arrive at nebulous destinations. It all evaporates in the end. As we made our way home, we didn't know it all evaporates. We know now and decide. It's time to get free. We are visible and invisible. Life is clear skies and foggy evenings. We make more of what we need. We reach back into grandmother's cupboard. She canned and dried meat so we'd always have enough. We know deep inside where she stored the venison, rattlesnake, candied yams, spinach. Her words speak softly into flesh dangling from forearms strapped to shins. You got this, child. She encourages us when we step into depths we can't see clear across. We feet floating. We step with authority. Yes, we walk on moving, shifting surfaces. The ghosts might not remember we names, but they know to move when she winds. No. The ghosts might not remember we names, but they know to move when she winds come, or we blow them over like tumbling weeds. She has no name either, just purpose. We have purpose. Our purpose or assignment is inscribed in the space between our brows, braided into our scalps. The maps tell a story of beauty. She birth, rebirth. Seasons this world misses because we value is priced less. We always on sale. Boats detach from moors and sail away. Some of we mothers fly. Grandmother opened her apron and we climb in. It's a trail of happiness, not tears. The road home is paved with Oshun gold, Yemen jaw seashells, Oya breezes, the night sky streaked with silver. We eat mooncakes, swallow fresh honey water, bless each other and welcome home, we sisters. All the songs sing we blessings, blessings, blessings. The struggle for a moment is over. As we prepare to return, we take a moment in gratitude for this sacred journey. We recommit. We add ashe to we engines and smile at the sweetness gathering like precipitation around our lips. The air smells good, the kind of good a person reaches for when lost, hungry, tired. It's a good that lives next door in grandma's house. She keeps a couple containers on her kitchen table. You open the jar and the piece covers we like sacred blankets, the quilt carrying coded messages we have to sleep on to read, remember. Invisibility could be a strategy. Intersectionality is certainly a burden, a way this nation values less our flesh, our contributions, but we love ourselves better. Value is self-appreciating. We listen to the stations that play us home, to the rhythms of we mothers and grandmothers and aunties. We swing our hips, stride with certainty. We know, we got now. Yesterday history, and we proud of that too. We won the war. Time does our will. We stop and restart as many times as necessary. The trauma catches us unaware, kind of sneaks up on we, and we stop, sit down, lie down, and rest. At this point, rushing is not the quickest route to safety, to honesty, to home. We come home often. We trying to turn keys, open locks, and settle. Running was a thing for so long. Chased and chasing, no more. When the uterus stops being a living house, when eggs stop swimming with sperm, when all the babies have left home, it's time to redecorate. Air mattresses, replace linen, open the blinds, sit on the porch a spell and shell peas, tear greens, peel purple potatoes, and hum.